last straw, the straw that broke the camel's back. That one thing that by itself might seem small, but combined with everything else can be enough to tip someone over the edge. But what has this to do with a sleeping grandmother? My research is investigating what I believe is the last straw for many older Australians. I'm looking at a program called Transition Care. This is for older people, for our parents and grandparents who've been in hospital. Now, if they improve, they'll go home. But sometimes in hospital, older people lose their strength, sometimes to a point where there's a question over whether they'll ever be able to manage at home again. This is when they go to transition care, to find out whether they can go home or whether they'll be forced to spend the rest of their days shut off from the rest of the world in a place where no one wants to go, inside the walls of a nursing home. Transition care gives people time to get back on their feet. The difficulty is, by the time people reach this program, they often need physical assistance to move. This last straw that I speak of is physical inactivity. And by this, I mean doing literally nothing at a time when people are at high risk of completely losing their ability to walk. There is good news. Physiotherapy can help. The bad news is that in transition care, people can be lucky to see a physiotherapist once a week. So my research is investigating how we can increase the amount of physiotherapy for people in this program by training their family to help. We know families can be trained to help children with therapy programs. What we don't know is whether this will be appropriate for older people. So to find out, I've begun by asking people. I've conducted interviews with people associated with transition care. And patients and physiotherapists think it's a good idea, but are a little bit worried that it might be a bit stressful for their families. Families, on the other hand, see an opportunity to become equipped to truly help during a very difficult time. From here, I aim to go on and conduct a study where we compare outcomes for people who receive transition care physiotherapy as it is now with people who receive that and help from family. And I will find out whether for some of the 18,000 Australians that find themselves in this program each year, for some of our families, whether we can prevent that last straw, get people moving, and give them a chance to get back home. Thank you.